Broadcast Studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Oh, we're pretty excited because we're going to be out at Calvary Rio Grande Valley for the full hour today, doing a live remote. Some things we want to make sure outside of the celebration that's going on here, we remind you, State Fair is underway. If you want to find out what's going on at the State Fair, go to klyt.fm. Click on the banner there, and then just scroll down and see what's going on. I think they're celebrating the firemen today. It was the law enforcement yesterday, the firemen today, and then the parade tomorrow. So, and there's so much more going on. You really need to go to their website, and it's real easy to do by going through our website. Go to klyt.fm and click on the New Mexico State Fair banner and get busy from there. Hey, we're going to catch up with Pastor Ray Jaramillo here in just a few minutes. Pastor Raul Reese expected to join us in the hour. Basically what's happening is a 30-year celebration of ministry in Berlin at Calvary Rio Grande Valley, Calvary Chapel Rio Grande Valley. Go to ccrgv.com and find out more about the ministry. Throughout the day, there's the remote, and then this evening, the Gutierrez brothers be part of a service at 7 o'clock tonight, and you'll hear a message from Raul Reese as well. So we absolutely hope you'll be a part of the celebration with our brothers and sisters at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley, celebrating with Henry. Henry manages the coffee shop at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. It's Grounded Coffee Shop and Bookstore. Henry, actually kind of grabbed you by surprise today, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, of course, it's good to be here.
So Henry, you're the manager, and yes, tell me how you connected to be a part of what's going on in the ministry at the coffee shop.
Yeah, so I was previously with the youth group, and the previous manager that was here was ready to be on their way out, and so it's just God's timing, and was able to kind of come in here, take it over. I pretty much worked here my whole life, starting at 14 and all the way in and out, as I went to college and came back. And so just been here my whole life, just working in here. And so God opened up the door for me to take it over. And it's been a blast. It's been here for about a year now. So,
well, what I think a lot of people may not realize, if you're listening, whether you live in Valencia County or Albuquerque or Los Lunas, the coffee shop here, Grounded Coffee Shop and Bookstore, it's open to the public, and they operate here Monday through Friday from 7:30 in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Great place to start your day. Breakfast burritos, Henry?
Yes, sir. And we have breakfast from 7:30 to 11 a.m. Got breakfast burritos. A really new addition that everyone's been loving is the brisket. We got some really good brisket breakfast burritos. Come check it out. It's great.
Yeah, that might be worth the drive down for me to come down from Albuquerque for that one. But some baked items as well?
Yeah. So we got muffins and different pastries. We got danishes, stuff like that. We don't have pastries. We got a good amount of. People have been loving the brisket, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's a hot item. Now, all that to be said, let's talk about the coffee. What kind of offerings will people get when they come in for coffee?
Yeah, so we got a lot of options here. We got different espressos. So we got lattes, any kind of latte you want, cappuccino, Americanos for the people who like to keep it classic. But we also got a lot of frappuccinos. So we got a matcha frappuccino, caramel frappuccinos. But a new one that we're actually going to be coming out with now is going to be a cold brew. So we just recently started doing cold brew. And so if you're a cold brew fan, you got to come check it out.
Yeah, Henry and I were talking about that off the air, and he and I both get it. I mean, cold brew, some people think that's just iced coffee, and it's so much more than that. It's steeped like tea, and it has all the flavor and a whole lot more of the caffeine because it's taken its good time to get into the finished product. So even before the cold brew is offered, you can come in and get iced coffee if you want. All kinds of iced drinks, Henry?
Yes. Any drink we have on the menu, you can get iced. We just throw some ice in there, and it's great. Whipped cream, throw some sauce on top, and call it good.
Okay, so ministry's in the family. Your wife oversees the bookstore part of what's going on here. What do people find when they go into the bookstore?
Yeah, so the bookstore, we got a lot of great options. We got a lot of apparel for one. So we got different types of shirts, hoodies, sweaters. But we got, you know, your Bibles, all of your books, Calvary Chapel authors, and a lot of great, right? We got Tozer in there and a lot of good authors in there. But also a bunch of different trinkets, right? Especially, I know a lot of people looking for gifts for their wife or their husband or kids or whatever it may be. We got necklaces here, rings. So yeah, a lot of good options, even gift cards, you know, giving people a card for their birthday. We got a lot of different cards and one thing I will say, you know, our Bibles are all 20% off. So, you know, we just want people to have the Word of God in their hands. And so try to give it to you the best prices we can. So, you know.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great ministry, you know, and whether it's a coffee shop or the bookstore, you know, I love it's right out in front too. It's part of the community. And listen, you don't have to be a member of Calvary Rio Grande Valley to come in and take advantage of the coffee shop or the bookstore. And it's also a really great way for you to invite someone maybe out to lunch that maybe wouldn't normally darken the doorway of a church, and you bring them in for lunch or breakfast or now, one of the hours we didn't mention, Henry, are during service times.
Yes. Yeah. So we're actually open before our Wednesday night service at 5:00. And so you can come get food. We got about 2 hours before service starts. So 5 to 7, we'll be open on Wednesday nights. And if you go, if you come in on Sunday, we actually are doing buffet on Sunday. So it's buffet style kind of food. We have a different menu every Sunday. And we're open from then 7:30 in the morning to 8:30 when service starts. And then we're open after that at 10:00 all the way to 1:00.
Okay. And it's going to be a busy weekend this weekend. Now, people may be thinking, because I just mentioned Pastor Rawls going to be teaching tonight and the Gutierrez brothers. Will the cafe be open tonight?
So tonight we're not going to be full open. You're just going to have coffee. And then we'll also have pastries and all the kind of espresso, lattes, frappuccinos, that kind of stuff will be open.
Okay. And then now I know Sunday night, the 30th year anniversary celebration continues with activity after services, with the cafe being open for service, like it typically is, will it be open maybe a little bit later Sunday?
So we're actually going to be closing the doors, during second service, about 10-15 minutes before service ends. That way we can get everyone to kind of push towards the pavilion in the opening for that. And, that way everyone can kind of funnel that way. You'll be food out there, free food too, free drinks, and we'll have a good time. That's when we'll be actually giving away cold brew for everyone at that event on Sunday. So we'll have cold brew. You guys can come try it out, check it out, and see if you like it. And it's all free. So,
well, yeah, that makes sense. Especially with the celebration kind of shut down during second service on Sunday. And I don't know if you were listening close. Henry said free. And as I mentioned before, Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley, what a great opportunity, this weekend is a celebration, and there's a lot of family fun happening. We're going to go into all those details with Pastor Ray here in just a minute, but, think of someone, unchurched, or who's looking for a church, or someone you want to invite, bring them with you to Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley this weekend, celebrating 30 years of ministry. Henry, thanks so much for all you do here. I tell you, as a guy who starts his day daily with coffee and often with cold brew, the one that's high octane caffeine. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me, Steve.
All right. Hey, we're going to talk to several different ministries throughout the hour at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. And we're going to take a quick break and come back and catch up with Pastor Ray and jump right in on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Oh, pretty exciting today. We're taking time to celebrate 30 years of ministry in Valencia County with Pastor Ray Jaramillo and his team at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. Just visited with Henry. Just a quick reminder, Henry manages the coffee shop, and it's open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 2. Great way to start your day. He mentioned the new, it's just different to me because where I get breakfast, they don't have brisket in their burritos. So they got brisket burritos and bacon and sausage, red, green, all kinds of stuff. They're also open Wednesday nights during service and Sunday. Now, Sunday, they're going to shut down at Second Service because they want to drive people out to the event that's happening. But we're going to get into that right now with Pastor Ray, Ray Jaramillo of Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. Ray, thanks for inviting us down.
Oh, Steve, I'm glad you came out and excited to be able to share what the Lord's doing here. And it's going to be great.
And actually, you brought a guest.
I did. My pastor from California is joining us, but with me here, my wife, who is been my companion for the last 34 years, and so we actually moved here 32 years ago. We just had our baby girl, and we drove from Southern California just to come, and the Lord had put in my heart, we're going to start a fellowship here in the Rio Grande Valley, and moved out of our house home Bible study 30 years ago.
And I'm embarrassed. I'm going to ask on the air. I forgot your wife's name.
Marguerite.
Marguerite. And it's a beautiful name, too. Marguerite, things have changed a little bit over 30 years, yes?
Yes, it has, but really what hasn't changed is just Ray teaching God's word and us loving the people.
Now, Ray, I'm sure you've told me this story before, and I always forget, where were you in SoCal, and what brought you to Valencia County?
Well, I got saved in Calvary Chapel, West Covina, and life of, you know, drugs and the party scene and the whole thing, and God got a hold of my heart, and he put a burden in my heart. This is where I'm from. This is family. And my mom's family is from Belen. And so when I got saved, I just began to have a burden for my cousins and my aunts and uncles and family members. And then a burden just for the whole Rio Grande Valley. And so the Lord placed that burden in my heart. And I just said, man, I'm just going to go start a Bible study, see what God would do. And here we are 30 years later. And God has done some pretty amazing things.
You know, every time I come down here, Ray, I'm just, you know, I thank God for, and I know there's a story. I'm going to let you tell it because you moved into an old Walmart right off the highway, the main, is it Main Street, I guess, out here. And if you're coming from Albuquerque, actually, if you're coming to Calvary Rio Grande Valley, southbound on I-25, the first Belen exit, and then just stay on that and you'll get to actually see a Walmart on the left. Go farther to the old Walmart, but it says Calvary Rio Grande Valley outside now. But Ray, there's got to be a story of, there's always a great story of how God works to make something like this happen. This is perfect for the church.
Yeah. You know, Steve, it was steps of faith, man, you know, started in our house and then moving to the next, you know, location. And we started to outgrow that. We were in our third building, outgrew our third building, and this place was empty. And we made a ridiculous offer to lease it. And they were asking $18,000 a month for the lease. We offered them $700 a month for the first 2 years, and they accepted it. And so just took the step of faith and gradually started raising our rent, you know, after the second year. But we gave us time to kind of establish and do some remodeling and get everything in place. And then we were able to purchase it. And just God's done amazing things in that. Yeah, what a, you know, look back over 30 years and you just look at the journey and how God has been so faithful and steps of faith that sometimes you think, God, did I overstep? And God always there to hold you up and get us to the next level, you know? So it's been an amazing journey.
Well, it's been amazing for us who've been around just to watch and see what's happened here, to see not only the move into the old Walmart, which is now, I mean, it's been Calvary Rio Grande Valley longer than it was ever Walmart. And listen, again, if you haven't been here, you got it. It's just, it was built out so beautifully. It's very comfortable. Remember, you have opportunity to come down service time Sunday morning at 8:30 and at 10 o'clock each week, and 11 o'clock, 11. Okay, 8:30 and 11 o'clock each week for services. But go to ccrgv.com. You'll find out all about the various ministries. Now, Ray, one of the other ministries that in the same building, but right next door, wow, the growth that's happened at the school.
You know, we started the school about 15 years ago now, and the school is just, we have waiting lists for our students. We just don't got enough room. So we're really praying about future buildings and being able to house the school in bigger bigger facility. We bought 12 acres behind us. And so right now we have a big football field and track and just baseball fields out on our back lot. But the plan is in the future is to be able to expand and have a facility that would be able to house our school.
Well, you know, part of what I love to hear there, because in spite of my physique now, I was an athlete at one time, and I hear about what you've got for sports out there, and whether it's with the education that's available to the next generation right here, and, you know, we can talk to Sean more about what's happened with education in New Mexico and why you need to consider Christian education, and then these extra activities that are available, if you've got sports fields out there, you know, when you and I were young, we went outside and we came home, you know, when it got dark or mom called, as not all, as many video games and what have you play, you know, it's just so much more healthy. And it's just great to see that kind of stuff. Is it, I mean, that's gotta be front of mind for you.
You know, watching our kids not only developed mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, but being able to go out there and compete and have, you know, that character that gets built in those arenas. And so we've got a great opportunity for that. We, on Sunday, we're dedicating, we just built out a whole new outdoor pavilion, and we'll be having our kind of dedication ceremony Sunday right after church. As we're celebrating our 30 years, we're also going to be kind of breaking in our new addition here, and it's going to be fun. It's a family kind of park kind of venue. Splash pads, and we got a stage and a whole sound system outside. We're going to be able to host a lot of events for the community and just to bless our community and the young families in the community.
Oh, I love to hear that. And I love what you say about competing, because not everyone gets trophy.
No. Only first, second place. That's it. You don't even get third place trophies here.
Yeah, you get an attaboy. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. And listen, you're listening to ABQ Connect. We're broadcasting live from Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley, celebrating 30 years of ministry in Valencia County. And if you didn't hear yet, here's kind of let me give you the layout of the weekend. We're obviously doing the remote now, part of the celebration. And then tonight, service starts at 7 o'clock. You hear music from the Gutierrez brothers and a message from Raul Reese. And we're going to catch up with Raul in just a little bit. But it doesn't end there, because Sunday, as I mentioned, come out for services at 8:30 or 11 o'clock. And then after services on Sunday, that's when all the celebration Ray was talking about will really get underway outside in the new pavilion, which I saw it's on the, I'd say on the south end of the building. And just a great chance to be out here Sunday afternoon. There'll be food. By the way, no cost. Bring someone with you who hasn't darkened the doorway of a church before, or someone that's looking for a church, or someone who just wants to come celebrate. There'll be food, jumpers, which the kids love. Even some of the big kids love that. The splash pad, like Pastor Ray was talking about, games for kids, and the details you will find on the website at ccrgv.com. We're going to take a break. Pastor Ray, can you stick around?
I'll be here.
All right. We're going to come back with more after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right. Thanks for listening on ABQ Connect. If you just joined us, we're broadcasting from Calvary, Rio Grande Valley in Valencia County, 30 years of ministry going on here. And we're just celebrating with Pastor Ray Jaramillo and his staff. And in just a little while, we're going to catch up with Pastor Raul Reese. Of course, you hear him daily on Somebody Loves You at 10 a.m. We'll get caught up. Pastor Raul, actually, you've heard me mention it a couple times. We'll be talking tonight. That starts at 7 o'clock. It'll have music with the Gutierrez brothers. And we'll hear from Pastor Raul. Just a great celebration all weekend. However, that last segment, we spent a lot of time talking to one Jaramillo. We're going to catch up with Marguerite Jaramillo. Pastor Ray's wife oversees the women's ministry. And Marguerite, thank you so much for your investment in these ladies.
Thank you. It's really a pleasure.
So what's going on with the women's ministry right now?
Well, right now we just started last Tuesday, the women's ministry, and we're studying the book of Joshua. So we meet every week at Tuesdays at 6 p.m. and we go through a book, and we're going through Joshua now.
Maybe it's because I'm getting older, but Caleb and Joshua, two of my favorite guys, you know, see those guys get up, you know, 80 years old and show me where the battle is. Show me where the hill is. I'm a little envious of the ladies going through Joshua with you, but speak to the ladies that maybe are aware of the ministry or are not. I think sometimes they think it's more than, you know, I'm not ready to invest that much but it's just such a value, the sharpening each other as you meet.
Yes, you know what? We just had a women's conference about 3 weeks ago, and the women's conference was called Foundations. And really what we talked about was, what does it mean to be a Christian woman, and how should a Christian woman act, and what we should be focusing our attention on as women in the church? And so that's what we do in women's ministry. We encourage women. I'm not my husband, thank the Lord. We teach women to love God, to love their husband, to love their children, and to love their community. Very simple. We're all the same. You know, sometimes we think, oh, I'm not good enough, or I don't want to talk to women, but we're all the same. We all have the same problems. We're all sinners for sure. And so we just make them feel comfortable here, just hearing God's word and talking together and being in prayer. And really, it's really simple, and it's really an encouraging time for women. And so we're excited. We saw a lot of women come to our conference this year. We're going to do it again next year. And just being able to talk to women for a weekend really just reminded us and reminds us that everybody's going through something in their life, and we all need Jesus. Without him, we can do nothing. And so we all just are all depending on him. And so we're doing it together as a family.
And that's Tuesday nights. What time do the ladies, what time should they show up here?
Oh, we meet at 6 p.m. and we always have food. With when you bring some or you don't, we still always have food, and we have childcare, and we go to about 7:45 every week.
Right. Oh, and you know, the other thing I wanted to mention, I do the same thing when we're talking to the men's ministry. At what age do you want to bring your daughter along with the women's ministry?
You know, really, that's up to you, because there's a lot of homeschooling moms, and you know, some of them bring them all the time. I mean, 13. Some 13, you know, whatever. Yeah. It really is up to the moms to decide to bring them to come and study.
And bring the kids. I mean, like you said, there's children's ministry. So, organically, they'll filter their way right into the study with the ladies. You know, the other thing I wanted to say, too, as you're speaking, you're talking about teaching the ladies, through a Christian worldview lens, what the Bible has to say. We so often on this show talk to people that are dealing with stuff going on in the Roundhouse up in Santa Fe, in legislation. We talk about, you know, the crime issue and the poor education outside of Christian education that's available in New Mexico, and just issues. And, you know, and so often we find ourselves, well, here's what we could do to fix these issues. And the truth is, it comes back to Jesus, and it comes back to what you're doing with these ladies. That's a big part of investing in our community. You, Ray, Pastor Rawl, what he's been doing over the years. And I just want to say how much I appreciate, because I mean, New Mexico's kind of a dark place right now. And you can grow weary even as a Christian, with, how things are. And maybe again, it's age for me. I often find myself, come Jesus, but he's so full of grace. He's waiting. I appreciate it.
You know, we do see the way this state is, especially. And so we also in the women's ministry have opportunities for, the same night that women, on a Thursday night for young girls to go to a group called Renewed. And it's for young girls, junior high and high school to go as well. But we also have another group of moms who come, and they get together on Friday mornings, and they encourage each other. And then we have another group called Concerned Women for America. And so we meet once a month. And what we do is we pray. We pray for all the issues in the world that are happening, and we get together and we pray for our community. We pray for our legislators. We pray for our elected officials in our community. And we realize that only God can change hearts, but we can pray for all of these things that are happening. And also we educate ourselves on what's happening so we can stand up and say, no, we don't like this law. There's a lot of laws you know about that have come to pass in this last session. And we're, as Christians, standing up and saying, you know, that's not how we want our kids to be raised. And so I think it's important for us as women to talk about these things and encourage each other so that we can pray for these issues.
Yeah. And I, you know, I love that. And like I brought it back to Jesus, and, you know, Paul said, right, I'll paraphrase, I deliver to you as of first importance, more important than what's going on in the roundhouse. But he delivered the gospel, and that's what we need to do. And like you said, all we can do is share that in love and let the Holy Spirit do the work. But it's something, you know, I remember Pastor Skip saying something recently in the last year, maybe, especially as we walked through some of the things you were talking about. And, you know, the people that have beliefs and things they cling to contrary to what we believe, boy, they're making their voice heard. And it's time they heard our voice, too. And I'm going to be a little transparent here, where I have sometimes, and pray, you can pray, your prayer group can pray for me this way, okay? As I share that truth and I make sure my voice is heard, that they hear the love of that I'm an ambassador, and they're not hearing Steve, because it can get really heated, the stuff we're going through. But Marguerite, again, thank you so much for your investment in Valencia County.
Thank you so much.
All right, so Pastor Ray, you brought a guest with you you've known. How long have you known this guy?
For about 38 years now. That started. I got saved in 1987, and got saved under Pastor Rawls' ministry, and went through Bible college there, Bible school at the church. And then as I was there, that's when I got, man, that burden to come to Belen. And I was in the ministry there for 4 years, serving everywhere I could, prepared to come out. And Pastor Raul had been such a, not only an influence, but just a mentor, man, for me over the last 38 years now. So,
well, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, that dated back to West Covina.
Yeah, that was West Covina days, before they moved to Diamond Bar, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with us, and I mentioned already, he'll be speaking tonight at 7 o'clock. Pastor Rawlries, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Hey, thank you. Good to be here. And every time I come to New Mexico, it's always a treat, you know, to be and see what God has done here tremendously. It keeps growing and growing, and see what God's going to even do in the future. I was telling these guys, you know, that we need the youth. Without the youth, there's no church. I've been traveling. I see the churches that are not reaching the kids, you know. They're going backwards instead of forwards. And I see that they have a school here, which is really great, because that gives not only the vision, but it keeps the church moving for the future. That's important.
Yeah, and a lot of the, now, I'm going to assume a lot of the KLYT listeners are very familiar with Somebody Loves You, maybe even some of the Manna for Today, if they go back that far. But Pastor Raul, tell those maybe not familiar with your ministry, and I know we only have a limited amount of time, but the elevator pitch, Raul's testimony, and what the Lord's done with you over the last several decades.
Well, it was coming to New Mexico was pretty interesting, because we're in the radio, you know, and we used to meet at the what's the name of that place where they have concerts?
Oh, Isleta.
Yeah, Isleta. We used to go there and watch people come to know Christ. So I knew that our radio program was doing a lot of good. And so I thought, you know, we're going to go to New Mexico many times and do some of the little mini crusades. And every time we came out, we saw a lot of kids, a lot of older people. And so that began that I knew Skid was here too. And so I knew that God was going to do a work in New Mexico, especially in need work. And I think that even at the present time, what's going on in the world all these years, you know, I've been in ministry 53 years. I can't believe it. You know, I knew when I was young. You know, and to see what God has done and what he's doing, even here at the church, you know, that God has a great work for New Mexico.
And again, Pastor Raul Reese is who we're visiting with. If you just tuned in, we're celebrating with Pastor Ray Jaramillo at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley, celebrating 30 years in ministry. And I'm going to ask both of you guys, because Marguerite mentioned the prayer group and praying for our leaders, and we should be doing it. We should be praying for you guys. We should be praying for the people that are leading our government here in the United States. Pastor Raul, I'll start with you. And God is and as much as you'd like to share, I'm preaching to the pastors here. God is a God of specificity. And he does want to, he does want to hear our prayers for these specific needs. How can the KLYT listener be praying for you?
For me, just to really to continue to have strength, you know, to have the wisdom and the vision, you know, to continue ministry. We have a lot of young people that we're training right now, a Bible school, and then on the radio, we get a lot of response. So, you know, and people have known for so many years, you know, Manna for Today, you know, somebody loves you. And my vision is to teach God's word. That's my vision, that the word of God will get out and that the word of God will affect a lot of people so that those young people can have a vision and a passion for the world today to get out and give the gospel to people.
So strength for Pastor Raul to continue, really Pastor Raul to continue what you've been doing for decades.
Thank you. I'm getting old.
You look great. You're taking good care of yourself, seems like. And Pastor Ray, for you, how can the KLYT listener be praying for you in the ministry here at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley?
You know, I think, as Pastor Raul was sharing, you know, that we would not only stay the course, as we're looking at so many churches that are kind of pulling away from the Word of God, and that we would not only stay the course, but be an influence for others to stay the course, right? And so just praying for our community and praying for our nation, but praying for the churches to be bold and to speak truth and to not waver. And I pray that for myself, right? That we don't begin to compromise or begin to waver from the Word of God, just a simple teaching of God's Word. So praying for vision for our kids, because, man, I learned it from Pastor Raul, just is being under his ministry and the burden for our young people and a burden for the next generation, because we're going to be off the scene at some point, right? 20 years from now, I'm not going to be doing what I'm doing, and we're going to have to hand it the baton to the next generation.
This at the rest home.
Yeah. So, you know, we're praying for that God would raise up a whole new generation of godly men and godly women, man. They're going to continue the work that God's doing.
Yeah, and in just a little while, we're going to visit with Daniel, who at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley, is reaching out to the mid-high and the high school students, these young people, and I'm just going to amen what you guys said. As I look, briefly, my testimony, I'm a Young Life kid, so at some point, someone walked up to me at high school and handed me a map, and I thought it was to a kegger. You know, and I ended up going to a Young Life meeting, and actually I knew I was going to a Young Life meeting. I said, "What's this?" He said, "Well, it's kind of like church, but there's girls." And so I showed up and I heard the gospel, and the rest is history. I mean, God, hopefully has put me to use, over the years. Before we go to a break, Pastor Ray, I want to reiterate the celebration, what's going on, as we look through the rest of the weekend, what can folks expect?
You know, it's just thanking God for his faithfulness, man. He's done amazing things, more than I ever dreamt, man. We started, you know, a little Bible study in my living room, and now we're on 20 acres, and we got a school of, you know, over 240 students, and we got a church that's healthy and strong and reaching this community. And man, we want to celebrate that. We want to celebrate what God has done for the last 30 years and give him glory and thanks for his faithfulness.
Okay, so it starts tonight at 7 o'clock. The Gutierrez brothers will be here. And Pastor Raul, can you give us a tease, a sneak peek of what people will get tonight?
They're going to be ministered to. It's going to be a time of worship. And then I'm going to be sharing some things about Ray and what the gospel not only wants to do in the life of people, but how can you keep on your knees before the Lord? That's real important. That's what I'll be sharing.
Okay. Well, thanks, Pastor Raul. And again, you can hear Raul Reese daily at 10 a.m. It's been at that slot for a long time on radio in Albuquerque. And thanks for listening at 88.3 FM. Of course, 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, 90.7 FM, Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, New Mexico, 93.5 FM in Portales. And for those who log on and listen through streaming on the website at klyt.fm or via the app. Pastor Ray, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, can we talk more ministry?
You got it.
Love you.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Oh, so glad to have you tuned in with us. We're celebrating at Calvary Rio Grande Valley in Belen, serving Valencia County for 30 years, and that celebration going through the whole weekend. Listen, I've talked a lot about what's going to be happening specifically, and I'll try to before the end of today's show, but go to our website at klyt.fm. On the events page, you'll find the information, or better yet, go to ccrgv.com, and on their events list, you'll find all of what's happening this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun, including, as we mentioned in that last segment, the Gutierrez Brothers tonight at 7, and then to hear from Pastor Raul Reese. But Sunday after service, all kinds of stuff happening as well. A few ministries we want to make sure get mentioned and some information. First, we're going to start with Kathleen. Kathleen oversees New Thirst Ministry, in addition to the jail ministry, and she's busy with the school, with Cannon here at Rio Grande Valley. But Kathleen, thanks for coming on ABQ Connect.
Gosh, thanks so much for having me, Steve.
With the New Thirst Ministry, and you know, as we mentioned, we said, what's the drug and alcohol ministry? But really, it's much more than that, because, I'll let you better define what it is, because people, there's a lot of addictions I think people don't consider when they consider, I need help.
Yeah, exactly. So really, let me do just a little correction. My husband is Pastor Nathan. He actually is out hunting. He got a vacation for once this year. So I'm his sidekick. We do it together. And New Thirst is anything that you struggle with, any type of addiction that you struggle with, that is controlling your life in a way that you're not putting God first, right? In the scriptures, it talks about setting idols. So it's anything that does that. So we have people that come that, of course, have drug and alcohol. You'd expect that. But we have people that are addicted to pornography. We have several women coming right now that are addicted to shopping, and even a male. And we have people that are addicted to food. So it's anything in your life that is taking that place of God that you are struggling with, finding that true freedom, right? And being able to give that to Christ.
And I'm going to guess that, and if you've been doing, you know, this any length of time, or your husband has been overseeing it, that people, you'll see people go through this ministry and focus on this issue that they're dealing with, and then they'll come back again.
They will. Darn. You know, it seems like any of the time that you laid something at the foot of the cross, right? As you did start to mature, that God brings other things to light that you need to surrender to Him. Absolutely, that has happened. But it was something that's so exciting about New Thirst is that people that will stay with the program, people that stay with us, about 80% of those serve somewhere. So we have people now doing homeless ministries and feeding. We have people serving in the children's ministry. We have people everywhere being the hands and feet of Jesus, because we teach, get out of yourself and get into service. Opposite of the world, right? Because it says, if I'm going to get recovery, I need to focus on myself. But we teach, no, if you want recovery, you focus on Christ, and He does the freedom in that.
Oh, that just, it makes a lot of sense. I'll leave you with this, Kathleen. If someone is listening and they're like, you know what, I need that. How do they get involved?
Yeah, so you can call the church and just ask for somebody to call you back, and we'd be happy to do that. We meet every Friday night, 6 to 8 p.m. in the coffee shop, and we never cancel. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, because we know that when you finally take that step, you need somebody to be there to help walk you through that with Christ.
Okay, so I mean, and we want someone to call or go to the website, ccrgv.com. If for some reason they don't do that, they show up here Friday nights at 6 o'clock, they're going to find love.
They are. They're going to find love, support, and a group that's going to help them to start with Jesus and to find freedom in that, right? It says he came to set the prisoner free. And that's, of course, why we do jail and prison ministry, too. But you can be a prisoner to lots of things in your life, even if you're not behind bars.
Well, Kathleen, thank you so much for what you're doing. And I'm going to ask you to switch spots with this guy next to you, who I'm somewhat familiar with. Sean oversees Canon Christian Academy, Sean?
Yeah, Canon Christian Academy. It's kindergarten through high school down here with the CCRGV. And we got we're going full tilt today, and we have a bunch of students running about. And it's been a real blessed year. We're excited to have the academy, especially with, you know, some of the political situations within the state, some of the bills that have gotten passed. We really like to have a sanctuary for our kids where they can be raised in the truth and with a proper worldview and real math, real science, real language, that type of thing.
And Sean, you and I spent quite a bit of time recently talking on the air, which let me draw the listener to that. If you want to hear our conversation in full, I'd encourage you to go to abqconnect.online and just search Sean. You'll find it there, or Canon Christian Academy, and listen to that full conversation. But Sean, you know, fairly quickly, if you could remind us, though, why it's so important to have, you know, you mentioned already the things we see happening in the state, but just to have that alternative to consider for your kids, and speak to those people who think, I'm not sure I'd be able to do that one way or another, whether, you know, to help them walk through the curriculum or even affordability.
Right. Okay, so first of all, we're not an alternative. We're the right choice. Anything else is honestly the wrong choice, because we have been commanded by God to raise our children in the fear and admonition of him. If we're called to make disciples, and if we don't make disciples of our own children, then what are we really doing? So I really feel like this is a mandate from God, is that we pour into our children. There's nothing more important to us than our children, and whether or not they become doctors or lawyers, if they're not saved and if they're not raised with a good worldview, then they're just set up to fail. But as far as being provided for, we've never been able to afford this school. Not one year we have not been able to afford this school, but God keeps doing it. And I have families, I've got testimonies from every single year, families who come in, there's like, no way we can do this. And I'm like, oh no, but God can do it. And I've never seen him let anyone down. And we've got people, we've got single moms, we've got four kids, we've got people who are coming in who are really in really dire fiscal situations, and God makes it happen. So I would say that, you know, we shouldn't be looking at what keeps us from doing the right thing. We should just keep our eyes fixed upon Christ, follow him in the calling he's given us. If he's blessed us with children, we know that we'll be accountable for them. So we just want to pour into our kids the very, very best we can. It goes so, so fast. And then they grow and they leave and you heal, and then you can go out to eat. But until then, you just need to pour into your kids.
Well, Sean, thank you for your time. And we'll have to have you back up again on the air. Would you come?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. And we're going to catch up with Dan. And by the way, if you're listening, you see why I like this guy, Sean. I love it. He speaks the truth and pours into the youth in our community that is the next generation. And they're hearing the gospel. And it's just part of continuing to do. I mean, you know, it's a blessing to see what Pastor Rawl, you know, his testimony, and then to be able to pour into Pastor Ray and Ray to have this ministry that they could start a school. And you go listen to Sean's and my conversation, hear how Sean got into this. You know, God had a plan, maybe a little contrary than what Sean had planned, but God did a work there, and he's continuing to do it at Canon Christian Academy. One of the other ministries here at Calvary Chapel Rio Grande Valley, by the way, as we celebrate their 30th anniversary, that's why the remote today, Daniel Trinidad is the youth pastor with the mid-high and the high school kids. And Daniel, thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
How long have you been associated here now at Calvary Rio Grande Valley?
Well, I've been on staff for about 3 years, but My wife and I were missionaries in England. My wife grew up in this church ever since she was a little girl. And so this church actually supported us while we were missionaries in England. So we've been connected with this church for the last 15 years, but I've been on staff for the last three.
Okay, so and as the youth pastor with the mid-high and high school, how different is it, Daniel, reaching that? I mean, that's just such a, I raised six kids. So, I mean, maybe I could speak to some of this, but it's so there's something really kind of unique. That's formative years and how important it is to connect with them.
Yeah, it is so important. And it is difficult. I have three kids myself. I have an 11-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 2-year-old. And so, but really, you know, this generation is experiencing something that not many generations have. I think you'd have to go back to, you know, the book of Acts, where you have just a lot of paganism, you have a lot of polytheism, you have a lot of just everything goes. You know, when we were kids, we were raised in a time when morality had its boundaries, it was defined. And today for these kids, morality is subjective. It's whatever they want, whatever goes. And so a little while ago, I did a series called Line It Up, and I'm really trying to line it up, really kind of encapsulates my heart for the youth. And I'm trying to teach them how to view the world through a biblical lens and lining up the cultural situations to the Word of God. Because what's happening now is kids don't know how to look at something that's going on in the world and say, okay, well, what does the Bible say about that? And so they're inundated with all of these cultural issues, and then without a biblical foundation, they just end up kind of being taken by the narrative that's running through the mainstream media. And so my job, I really feel God called me to teach these kids how to think, number one, biblically, and to teach them how to think critically, giving them the opportunity to look at that and go, does that add up? Does that make sense? And then applying biblical values to that and coming to the right conclusion. Now that takes courage in their culture, because the moment they step outside of the mainstream narrative, they lose friends, they lose opportunities, they lose positions in sports, they lose, they just become this freak. And so it takes a lot of courage for these kids. And so, you know, when you look at the Bible, you look at Daniel, you look at Joseph, you look at Esther, you look at Timothy, you look at Titus, Moses was, you know, a young man when he first started being called by the Lord. All of the, pretty 90% of the main guys and gals in the Bible were teenagers. And so you really see God's heart in the Bible is to take a young man and a young woman to show him who he is, show them who he is, and then send them loose on this world. And that's what I want to do with these kids.
Well, Daniel, we appreciate the investment you put into these kids. And you should never really ask a question you don't know the answer to. But the Line It Up series that you did, is that available that someone could find it?
Yeah, it is. It's available on our website.
CCRGV.com. Okay, actually, Daniel, we're out of time. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your investment in the ministry. And congrats on the 30 years. I know you've been here 3 years, but... enjoy the celebration.
Oh, I am. And thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
All right. And we appreciate you listening. Listen, if you just tuned in, we've been broadcasting live from Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. And we are going to wrap things up, but invite you out tonight. 7 o'clock, a service gets underway with music from the Gutierrez brothers and a message from Pastor Raul Reese. It continues Sunday, and actually the Sunday services come on out either at 8:30 or 11 o'clock. After services, the celebration continues here on campus. Free food, free family activities. Come on out and celebrate 30 years with Pastor Ray Jaramillo in Calvary, Rio Grande Valley. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.